Chapter 3, Freaks Like Me. Nobody sees themselves as the bad guy. Even the nastiest, most evil people are heroes in their own minds. I thought I was still a pretty good guy. In the past, whatever I'd screwed up, people never got too bent out of shape. Your heart's in the right place, they would always say, and that's how I still felt about myself. Even when my brain took an extended vacation, I could be forgiven, because my heart was in the right place. Of course, the Shadow Club's victims would never believe that, but I just assumed that everybody else who knew me would. Sometimes it takes a good left hook to open your eyes. The fight started as Tyson's, not mine, although it was now harder for the kids to whip Tyson into that fighting frenzy he was so famous for. It wasn't impossible. Those same kids who had always tormented him now worked overtime to make him nuts. Like Tyson said, people see you the way they want to see you. And sometimes they manage to turn you into the very thing they want to see. It was just before lunch when everyone was most irritable, that our school's designated nuisance, Brett Wheatley, heaped one too many rude remarks on Tyson's head. By the time I happened by, they were already into it, swinging full force and bouncing forth back and forth across the hall in a locker-bashing brawl. I have to admit, I seriously considered just walking the other way and letting the fight take care of itself. But, like I said, my heart was in the right place. See, if Tyson won the fight, he'd probably be suspended. And if he lost the fight, he'd be drawing pictures of things burning again. I couldn't let either one happen. And since no teacher arrived to break it up, I took it upon myself. I pushed my way through a chain of suspectors, squeezing myself into Brett and Tyson's airspace, and taking a nasty elbow to the ribs from Tyson before he realized it was me. "Back off," I yelled at Tyson, loud enough to break through his anger. "But he called me up." I turned to Brett before Tyson could finish. "You want to fight someone, Brett? Why don't you start with me?" And for an instant, Brett Wheatley looked scared. The kid had practically a head taller than me, but here he was, backing away from me. It only lasted a second, though, until he remembered that he had an audience. "Well, if it isn't Jared Mentzer," he sneered. "I should have known I'd find you holding Tyson's leash." He couldn't even come up with an original insult. He stole that one from Star Wars. "Why don't you get a life and lose it?" I told him. "You and Tyson deserve each other. You're both a couple of losers." Although I thought I was immune to Brett Wheatley's brainless taunts, they were starting to get to me. "Just leave us alone." He crossed his arm, sensing he had the upper hand. "Why? What are you going to do, Mercer? Put a bomb in my locker? Or maybe just a razor blade in my sandwich?" Hearing him say that knocked the wind right out of me. Those comments came so far out of nowhere that I thought I'd somehow missed part of the conversation. "What?" Then a voice from the sidelines chimed in as well. "Maybe he'll just break your kneecaps in your sleep." And someone else said, "Or maybe he'll just kill your dog." I looked at the faces of the kids around me. I couldn't tell who had spoken, but by the look of distrust on their faces, it could have been any of them. Some of them even backed away, as if I might actually do things to them. These were kids I knew, I had studied with, played with, and joked with for years. Now they were kids I suddenly didn't know. Or at least they didn't know me. Did they really believe I was capable of such awful things because I had been in the Shadow Club? Brett sneered at me, sensing the support all around him. "You know, there's a world for freaks like you," he said. But whatever word he had in mind, no one was hearing it today, because I launched at him with both fists swinging. "I would never do those things," I screamed as I fought him, making each word strike home with another wild punch. "I would never, 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 never." Finally, Tyson pulled me away. He was the one trying to calm me down. "Did you hear what he said?" I screamed at Tyson. "Did you hear?" I began to get furious at Tyson. How could he be so calm? And then somebody else grabbed me, spinning me around. I was ready to fight with this new assailant as well, until I realized who it was. I was standing fist to face with our own vice principal and guidance counselor, Mr. Green. Brett was sent back to class. Although everyone knew that Brett created every disaster he was involved in, he was let go, and I was brought in for disciplinary action. Me. Alone. The fury had left me by the time I landed in Mr. Green's office. Now, there was a knot in my gut that spread out through my whole body, as if my entire body was clenched like a fist. "I can see you've made no effort to clean up your behavior," Mr. Green said to me. "So I got in a fight? So?" He said nothing. "I mean, everybody fights once in a while," I added. "And I haven't done anything wrong for months." He swiveled calmly in his chair. "At least, not that we know about." "What's that supposed to mean?" "It means that you played me for a fool once before, and I won't let it happen again." It took a minute for me to process that. "Kids like Brett Wheatley are easy," he continued. "With Brett, you always know exactly what you're getting into. You know what fights he'll pick, what insults he'll throw. You know what he's going to do before he does it. He's predictable, and in my book, that makes him pretty harmless." I looked down at my shoes. "I don't think so." "But you, Jared, you're not like that. When you pull something, you don't leave a trail behind you. There's no smoking gun. You're quiet, and you're sneaky. In my book, that makes you dangerous." It was all coming into focus as he spoke. What he thought of me? How he saw me? The category he had me filed under. This wasn't about the fight, was it? The fight was just an excuse to bring me in, so that he could read me this little riot act. It was as if these past few months had meant nothing. As if the only reason I hadn't been in trouble since then was that I simply hadn't been caught. Just because I'm quiet doesn't mean I'm sneaky. And just because you show remorse doesn't mean that you're really sorry for anything. I am sorry. I wish I had another reason to believe that. "You'll never have a reason," I shouted at him, "because you don't want to find one." He considered that, and for a moment, I could see him squirm a little. It was his job to peg kids, and he was good at what he did. So good that he would never accept being wrong. Whatever label he had chosen for me, he would fight me to the death to make sure it stuck like a kick me sign tattooed on my butt. "You don't know what's inside me," I said to him, feeling my eyes moistened. But I refused to be brought to tears. "You're right, Jared. I don't. And that's what scares me."